from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Back to more of the Morning Shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the Morning Shift. Triple in for Tiffany. We got Mike, and we have a very lethargic pile of goo who's emotionally and physically checked out in one squid billy.
I thought we were, look, I was ready to come to blows again about the Braves, about the Chicken Little comment, because he just doesn't think anybody should be nervous about the Braves at this point.
It's not nervous. It's if you have concerns, legit, if you are, oh, they can't beat anybody, they'll never do anything in the playoffs, they should sell the team, you know, there should be sellers at the deadline, then I would hate to face any adversity with you in life if they are that person.
It's not an – it's but you're looking at it from an emotional standpoint, whereas I think that there is
– no, I think I'm not looking at it from an emotional standpoint, and those people are. Because they're panickers, and what panic emotional people panic. I don't panic.
Okay, I think
you're getting emotional about their emotional.
Sounds pretty emotional.
Well, that's because I'm just so sick of the weakness. The weak.
Well, here's the thing. I'm trying to look at it from a business standpoint. Of if you have three holes to fill, and you're saying, oh, we might need to go get a middle infielder. If Nacho Alvarez doesn't start hot, and we might need to get a starting pitcher, or we might need to get a corner outfielder. You get to the point where you go, is it good business with all these players that are underperforming this year to say we're going to trade, what, six prospects and some other stuff to go get to go fill all these holes? Is that good business?
But you're ignoring facts when you say that's what they're going to do. You're ignoring
what
the
are we
fact.
Ignoring? Tell me.
Well, the fact is you don't tell me that Alex Anthopoulos is going to trade six top tier, the six of the top 10 prospects in the organization this year to fill those holes.
Who said top 10? Well, who said that?
That's what you're going to need to get what people want, which is a quality starting pitcher, a quality outfield guy, and a second baseman. He's not. He never has. Even when they made the moves in 21, what did we give away in 21 that has come to fruition, has been a great Major League Baseball player? Nothing. Nothing. He gives away guys that are basically up, and their time is up, or they've given up. Or you go back and you look on the other side, and there are, you know, they have done a really good job of, they're not going to go, they've never went and got a guy that was going to be a starter the next season. The only guy in the last few years trades that I remember having more time on his deal was Iglesias, and you gave up Jesse Chavez and I think another player, and I don't even remember the other player, and Jesse Chavez was back in Atlanta like 2 weeks later.
Yeah. I guess my point is, and we've talked about this on and off all show, my point is that if you don't think that this team has a legit shot in the playoffs, I don't think that's abandoning the ship. I think that's being realistic. That's why I call what you're looking at the positive side, which I respect. I think a lot of fans do respect that, but I don't think
But you're already saying that they don't based on what they've done so far, which could change at any point. We've seen that. We saw an historic offense from last year from essentially April. I know they started like March 31st, whatever, but April until September, it was historic. And then in September and October, it was this offense we see now.
That's
so
exactly
we don't
right.
know that they won't go on a
I hope this is somehow
again.
Latently or in the abstract basically what we saw in 2021.
And I'm
you
not,
can get to 500 until August, and then you just go on a remarkable run and win the World Series. Is that possible this year with any acquisition? I hope so. I just don't see it.
Well, I think,
but I don't think the sky is falling. I think, well, you just get them next year. You'll have a four-tool talent back in the lineup, and Ronald Acuña is no longer going to be five-tool with two ACLs. So,
I think it's a good point. I'm not saying it's going to be 21 either. I'm not saying that, but. Look, to say on July 22nd that you know, and I'm not saying you are, but I've seen others say, well, I know there'll not be a run, some kind of deep postseason run, maybe even a World Series run. It's being very close-minded and just I guess obtuse would be the best way to put it. But I'm not saying it will be. I'm just saying, look, there are concerns, but they're not going to be sellers at the deadline, and they're not going to hold pat. Right. They're going to make some moves. That's what good GMs do. The job that he has is to do what he's always done, which is find a guy that, or a player or two or three that can contribute during the stretch run without giving up the farm. Because I think the top tier players in this organization, as far as prospects go, are pitchers, and they're not giving them up because they lean on these guys during the season to come up and make these spot starts.
I think that the point I'm taking away, I don't believe they're going to be sellers at the deadline at all. I don't think that that's what's coming. But I will say, I think that a lot of people just looked at the injury news and said, well, Alex Anthopoulos got to go get a couple more pieces. If you were one or two pieces away, I think Alex Anthopoulos is like, oh, yeah, let me go jump out here on the open market, see what I can get, make the moves that we know he can make, and get a couple Band-Aids. I think when you add in the fact that maybe you're three or four pieces now away, it becomes a lot more difficult to all of a sudden give up this prospect here and that prospect there and another prospect going that way, take on these contracts and think, oh, let me just see if maybe the switch flips and Matt Olson and Austin Riley all of a sudden get hot. I just don't –
well,
it's not
pieces.
A realistic
you're
business proposition.
You're three pieces away.
Well, here's the deal. Max Fried's injury says nothing to he's done for the year. In fact, it says that it's just a little inflammation. We're going to give him 15 days off. And we'll, and the way it was talked about, he'll be fine. The Ozzie one's different, but they also expect to have Ozzie back. So you need someone to fill in. I think you still have Fried, Sell, Lopez, and some form of Morton, Anderson, Schwellenbach, and maybe Smith-Shawver to go in the postseason as starters. If you were to make a move to give up something big, though, Mike, you're going to get a starter back that's going to replace Max Fried or Morton next season.
Well, the search continues, like Bobby Boucher would say. Let's hit a mic, though.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.